Little Bob here. This summer, shop the latest small space solutions at Bob's Discount Furniture. From retro chic bedroom sets to stylish space-conscious Bob-o-pedic sofas, it's all at Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to Take Command, Logan Paulson and Grant Paulson. Mailbag episode, reading some of your questions. Matt says, here's a mailbag topic for next week. He says, would love to hear from Logan on specific ways a head coach influences a team's success who does not have any direct coordinator obligations. I've always found this interesting, actually. For example, I know they set the tone for culture, style, accountability, etc. But what specific things do they have to do well put their head coach stamp on the team? It's funny, when you're a head coach without coordinator obligations and things are going well, it's never ever brought up. It's just kind of like, you know, you're Mike Tomlin or whatever, right? But the first thing we do, and I'm guilty of this like everyone else, when it's going badly, is it's like, what do you do here exactly? Like, you bring me a list of the things you've done this week. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think it's a good question. So
it's funny. Yeah.
Dan Quinn is an example. Going back to not calling plays. This is often a defensive-minded coach bit. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I really think what they listed out there is a good example. So I go back to one of the better head coaches that didn't call plays that I remember. That was Mike Shanahan. So the thing that I think coaches do is they build a culture. And what does that look like exactly? So a good example is like, hey, he gets up at the beginning of the year and he says, hey, this is what it means to be a Washington Redskin at the time. Like, we're not going to be late to meetings. If you're late to meetings, I'm going to fine you. If you do this, I'm going to fine. And just kind of goes through the framework like a teacher would at the beginning of the year, right? Like, we're not going to talk in class. We're not going to be late. We're not going to punch each other in the, you know, like, just do that. And then the other thing that I appreciate about him is that once he set that standard, he acted on the discipline of it. So like, for example, there was one of my teammates who was late to a meeting, and he was late to two meetings. And then Mike didn't just fine him straight up, or brought him in his office and said, "Hey man, the next time you're late, I'm going to fine you. And it's going to be this amount of money." And it was a lot of money. It was like $30,000. And the guy was late a third time and he got fined $30,000, right? Like, he just did a good job of managing that stuff. If you're late to practice, this is the fine. I'm not going to play favorites. I don't care if you're the most important player on the team or the worst player on the team, you're going to get fined. So we were never late to meetings for the most part, and we were never late to practice. We always handled our business like we didn't miss the team bus. And that's all, in my opinion, him, right? That was all his kind of leadership structure.
On a week-to-week basis with the schedule, how often would he be the leader of the meeting? Like, I would imagine the way I envision it would be like the first meeting of the week when you're going to play the Cowboys. Like, he might go over a couple slides on, here's the history, here's, you know, their best players, here's our goals for this week. And then he would call up Kyle to give the game plan. Or like, is that about right? Or how does that work?
I'd say that's approximately right. And it depends on the guy. Like Dan, for example, who I liked a lot as a head coach when I was in Atlanta, Dan Quinn would say something every day. And it wasn't like a long meeting, but it was like, hey, this is the point of emphasis for practice today. This is what we want to see. Like, these are some plays maybe that we got to improve on. Nothing like mean, like New England Patriots style, but just a couple. And it wasn't long.
But show tape of bad plays?
Sometimes, yeah. Or, hey, like, we had a rules meeting. He would lead that. He'd like get up there and be like, hey, this on this special teams play, this punt returner forgot this rule and they caused a turnover or a loss or whatever the thing was. Let's just be aware of that. Let's not let that be us this week, for example. He'd do the officials review. Do the officials review, right? Be like, the officials call this kind of stuff. Let's just be aware of our holding or our pass interference or whatever. Just, and that would be a different
be every
meeting.
Week where he'd go over that week's crew. What day? Yeah, day of the week would that be?
I think that was usually like a Thursday, okay. Like kind of like right before red zone. I remember
so pretty hands on involved. Was Mike Shanahan that involved?
A little bit different, right? So Shanahan would get up and kind of do what you said and be like, hey, we got this team this week. Here's like one or two thoughts I have about the game that I think we got to really take care of defensively, XYZ, offensively, XYZ. And then he'd be like, all right, break up into your position groups and then or your sides of the ball. Then Kyle would give his more detailed presentation on some of the topics that Mike had talked about and kind of present that out. So really, he kind of laid the foundation. But to me, the best head coaches I was around were guys that were really good at being like, this is the culture, this is the standard, this is the schedule for the week. They do a really good job setting the schedule and doing some administrative stuff. But then really the person that is kind of enacting that is the coordinator. And then kind of it works like a tree, like with the tendrils and the roots coming down. Like, the position coach then reports to the coordinator, and then like they kind of are your, you know, your chief officers on each side of the football. And so I think that was one thing I really appreciated about Mike, is the structure felt very clear, very secure, and he had really two awesome coordinators that he leaned on quite a bit in terms of, and he had things that he wanted to see, right? So for example, one of the things that I remember is Hazlitt wasn't a big fan of rain at the time, was what they called it, which was our all-out pressure. But Mike wanted that in every single week because he believed in it and he thought it was problematic for defenses. And so that was something he pushed for, right? There were other things offensively where he'd be like, hey, he'd come into the meeting kind of midway through, because he used to sit in his office with a big TV and listen to the meetings as they were going on. And he'd come in and be like, hey, Kyle, just make sure you review box 4. And Kyle would be like, okay. And then he'd leave and he'd do that. So he's kind of quality controlling the offense.
He was watching the meetings. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. And so he'd come in.
He had everything on camera, everything mic'd up.
Everything recorded. And so I always appreciated that. And then compared to some other coaches I had where the discipline wasn't quite as refined, the schedule wasn't quite as clear, it was a little bit more loose, and you're kind of like, that really rubbed me the wrong way as a player personally, because I'm like, why does this guy get to be late to meetings? Why is this guy not have his cleats on for practice? Like, and then other people follow suit and it kind of deteriorates as you go. So I always appreciate that structure. So I think that's where the head coach comes in, is they really are an administrator and they really provide structure.
Was there ever any like coaches that would have you come to their office regularly for like meetings on like progress report type stuff? Or was
head
that
coaches?
One? Yeah.
No, not me personally. Like,
but so what about like open door? Did you ever go to a coach's office to talk to them about something?
No. I mean, I think that was the thing is like I was very aware of my role. So I would talk to my position coach and in some cases I would talk to the coordinator. Like I had a disagreement with my position coach one year and I didn't want to throw my position coach under the bus, but like the coordinator called me into the office. And so we had a conversation there about what happened, what was said, and we got it cleaned up. And so like that was about it. Cause like to me, like unless it was a big emergency, I wouldn't talk to the coordinator. I would talk to the position coach and then they would talk to the coordinator. Like that was like the hierarchy of progression. Right. There are some guys, like for example, when I was in Atlanta, Dan Quinn had a leadership council and those guys would meet with him every single week and he would kind of get a
barometer. I think he still does that.
Yeah. And they would talk every single week and they'd kind of, this is the tender of the team. This is where we're at. This is what we think we need to work on. And I think that's also important, but that was a tool that he used to kind of, again, feel out his message and feel out the team.
You're having a good time. You're out drinking with the boys. Now it's time to pay the tab.
$11,352.47. Wait, what?
Well, there are court costs, attorney fees, higher insurance costs, damage to your car, DUI fines.
Oof.
Not to mention the damage to your social life. Plan a sober ride or pay the price. Drinking and driving costs more than your drinks. It could cost a life. Learn more at whatsthedamage.org. Brought to you by Virginia DMV.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in 4 fun colors, stylish, spacious, bobopedic sofas, and feature packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real 5-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's Furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It feels to me on the outside, I have no idea internally. It feels like Quinn is one of those guys who's like super approachable. You know,
yes.
If you're a player, I get the hierarchy thing, but if you had to talk to him about something, you could just walk in like Rivera style and he'll sit you down on the chair and give you a hug kind of deal.
I got a funny story about that. So when I was in Atlanta, like, so I'd come from Washington. San Francisco was okay because I knew Kyle pretty well, but like, you know, I didn't talk to like front office people, wouldn't talk to a GM. And I was walking down the hallway and Dan was talking to the GM at the time. I forget his name. And
Thomas Dimitroff.
Yeah. Thomas Dimitroff. And so I was just walking and every other place I'd been, you don't make eye contact. You don't talk to them because those are the big boys. They're having big boy money conversations. And Dan stopped, dapped me up. And then Dimitroff was like, I thought you were just going to walk by and not say what's up. And I was like, just so you know, every other place I've been at, like that's like a no fly zone. So they're like, you know what I mean? Like to your point, Dan was super chill about like, hey
yeah.
man, like what's up? Like we're all in this together. And that's one of the reasons I think people love him, quite honestly, is because he's just a good human being in that regard.
Steven asks, question for Take Command. How easy is it to get into a positive mindset about seeing your place on the roster come into question? He says, I recognize that players like yourself or Trent Scott, respectfully, are always on the wrong side of the top 40. I mean, that is just inappropriate, Logan, what he just said.
No, I'm kidding. I wear it as like a badge of honor.
I know. And that's why he's comfortable asking. But he says, for players like Armstrong, Luvu, how easy is it? This is a great question. knowing that the staff might have replaced your starting position or some of your snaps with their guys? That's a great question.
Yeah. Read the last part again. You cut out just replacing snaps.
Yeah. He says for the like guys that get paid really good money that are veteran starter types like Luvu or Dorrance Armstrong, when they go out and they sign Adafi Owe or Leo Chanel and Sonny Styles, it's pretty clear they're picking their guys at your position. Like, how does that change your mindset and how do you stay positive?
It's tough, man. I mean, that's why, you know, the NFL is a big boy league. And that happened to me a bunch when I was playing. And it's really just like, I wasn't always like this, but I had to develop a bunch of different psychological tools to manage stress and manage what was success and what was failure for me, right? So like, it literally was like, what can you control? Can you control them signing other people? No. Can you control your reps at practice? No. Can you control the outcomes of those reps in practice? Yes. Let's work on controlling that. Can I know the playbook? Yes. Let's control that. And it really was like this kind of crazy, beautiful mind, like, you know, like yes, no, at the bottom of the tree. If yes, then go to the next one. And I think everybody develops their own methodology for that. And I will say guys that don't have good methodologies for that have a hard, when that adversity comes for them. And I think you see it a lot of times with older players who have kind of passed their prime, they have a hard time humbling themselves to new roles, new opportunities, new situations, and developing new systems to help them kind of work through those moments. And so I've seen a lot of guys who near the end of their career, couldn't identify that it was different. And as a result, they were cut, right? Because they expected certain things. And then those things weren't adhered to the way they thought they were. And then they were kind of making like kind of malcontent on the team. They're like, well, you're the second string linebacker. Like, we'll just get somebody else. And so you really got to be humble, flexible, and be ready to handle any type of adversity that's presented in those situations.
Well said. He's Logan. I'm Grant. So Logan is going to be taking a well-deserved break, just a couple of pods off. He'll be back with us next week. I've got a couple of fun podcasts with a couple of DC Media members and surprise guests coming up as the week continues. So we will keep Take Command in your feeds. We'll make sure we entertain and provide some insight for you on the Commanders as the week goes on. Logan, have a great trip, and we will talk to you soon.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate you.
For producer Evan and for Logan, I'm Grant, saying so long for Take Command.
Summer's here, the roads are packed, and accidents can happen in an instant. If you've been injured in a car accident, don't get stuck fighting the insurance companies alone. Fight back with one call to Azari Law. Call 888-828-HURT. That's 888-828-HURT. At Azari Law, we've proudly fought for the DMV community for over 15 years. I'm attorney Lauren Kalekas, born and raised right here in the DMV, and my team and I are ready to fight for you. Injured? Don't wait. Don't settle for less than you deserve. With offices in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, Azari Law is standing by to help accident victims get the justice and compensation they deserve. This summer, protect yourself and your family by knowing who to call when life takes an unexpected turn. Call 888-828-HURT. 888-828-HURT. And let Azari Law fight for you. Follow us on social media at azari.law. That's AZARI.law.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.